This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Howdy there, and welcome to Party Line on this Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz Market, Blackhawk Winery, Patton Automotive, Ellis Jewelers, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West, and Ye Old Spirit Shop. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start with a Skywatch weather forecast. We have got cloudy skies today, partly cloudy later on with a high 82, clear tonight, low 62. Tomorrow on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high 82 again. Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing. There's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly Friday afternoon with a high 85. Friday night, low 60, slight chance of rain. And Saturday, partly cloudy, chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms, just 30% chance on Saturday. Daytime high is 88. 67 now from your official weather station, WILO. Was you out and about, Ken, yesterday, 4, 4:30, 5 o'clock, anywhere? I know you were here, but yeah. Did you step outside or anything?
Nope.
Around that time, man, it was so hot and humid, which, of course, 4 o'clock, it usually is the warmest time of the day.
Right.
But, man, I was zipping around town, and it didn't matter. The air conditioning was on. You could roll down the windows. It was just hot and humid. And, I found one thing about myself is I have less patience when I get hot.
Oh, yeah.
And humid. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep an eye on everything for you. We've been pretty fortunate with severe weather here through the summer, considering all of our unstable air masses and hot afternoons. And, of course, anything can pop up just about any time. On our WILO, Leading with Hope and Vision this morning, we'll be talking to Kim Stevens as they're in full preparation right now for the Hot Dog Festival, which is going to be here, like a week from this weekend, man.
Yeah, next weekend.
It's right here.
Next weekend.
Gosh. Wow. And then at 9 o'clock, WLFI meteorologist Chad Evans going to talk to us on the telephony. Just a reminder, coming up tonight, another installment of Aura Clinton County, or Clinton County Now. We do it every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Brought to you by A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort, Blevins Insurance in Frankfort, plus Fresitas, opening very soon in Frankfort. And when I say very soon, I think she's going to try to get things open before the Hot Dog Festival. She was shooting for the last week in July, and they're on West Washington Street. Of course, we've all probably driven past it, and we see them out there working. It looks like it's going to be a pretty nice place, though. She's done some real investment with the canopy out front and got her logo on there, and looks really nice. Aura Clinton County is news and information for the Latino community. Have a little fun, too, while we're doing it. 7 o'clock tonight right here on WILO. And, of course, on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, you can go to the On the Air tab and click on Aura Clinton County, and we'll have the last five broadcasts for you right there, archived, okay? You can check them out, just like we do on Party Line. Carroll County Fair is going on this week at the Carroll County Fairgrounds. The Carroll County Swine Show is tomorrow. HoosierLandTV.com will have you covered. This is a big deal. It's one of the largest swine shows, if not the largest swine show in the state of Indiana. Melissa Miller has been up there for several years in years past, and she'll bring you a full day of activities at the Carroll County Fairgrounds. Now, that telecast I've got down here at 7:30. I was talking to her yesterday, and she said that I think it's scheduled technically for 8, but we'll probably be set up and pointed in the right direction by 7:30 or so. That's tomorrow morning from WILO and HoosierLandTV.com, and brought to you by Sassy Salon in Delphi. Thank you very much, Sassy, at Sassy Salon. I may have to go up to the salon, Ken, and get my hair cut up there. Share the love, you know, with our sponsors. You think I'd look good in a salon? You think she could?
Don't tempt me with what
okay,
I'm saying.
I set myself up for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
Just a reminder, Friday's the deadline. Center Township of Clinton County is going to, Center Township of Clinton County, yes, has set aside funds to help sponsor Center Township children in need of school clothes. You must reside in Center Township and qualify under their income guidelines. If you're interested, fill out an application online at centertownshipofclintoncounty.com, or you can stop by their office at 359 North Columbia Street. Jamie and her crew would love to take care of you and help you out. 765-357-9100 if you have any questions. Just wanted to remind folks of that. Jamie asked me earlier this week if she could get the word out, so we're doing that for her. Speaking of HoosierLandTV.com, we were out in full force at the Clinton County Fair last week, and we have several recorded programs that we couldn't carry when we were live, Ken. So I talked to Michael Hall yesterday, who helped record a lot of those, and he's going to work to get all of those up by the end of this week, which it takes a little time to upload those, you know. And, of course, all the live events that we had last week are already there as they were live and therefore archived. We've got the Goat Show, Swine Show, Beef Show, Llama Show, Supreme Showmanship, so it's all on there at HoosierLandTV.com. All right. it seems like there's things kind of calmed down for about a month, Ken, but it seems like now there's COVID news coming out just about every day. As we continue to try and get more people vaccinated, I wish there was a radio promotion we could get everyone behind. And, you know, I don't know what that looks like, but I want to get more people in Clinton County with a vaccination.
Well, I'm not real sure how to go about it.
I know.
The only, unless you have to force somebody, and you really don't want to have to do
that.
No,
I don't want to have to do that.
But I think, you know, what I've kind of said before, and I mean this in all niceties, even though it doesn't sound the nicest in the world, but I really believe that if kids, I'll use kids for an example,
mm-hmm.
if they're not vaccinated for anything at all, this, they don't participate in anything extracurricular this fall or spring or fall or whatever they will do.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
That's one thing I think is, that's where you have to start.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
And as far as the parents, you know, they don't really, obviously, I don't think they care.
Yeah, everybody has, who's chose not to have a vaccine, they have a good reason according to them.
Yeah. But the reality is that they just don't want to.
Yeah, no, that is the reality, and they're not, and they haven't.
And
you know?
The thing of it is, they don't understand just how much they're hurting themselves and how much they're hurting their kids.
Yeah, and like Rodney Wan pointed out Monday here on Party Line, you know, everybody talks about their rights and your rights and my rights, and that's correct. However, you know. Do my rights stop where yours begin, or vice versa? You know, because I've done my part, as you have, getting a vaccine, as a lot of people we know have. And we all have our own reasons for why we do, as just like the reasons we don't, for those people who do or don't.
Well, to me, one of the reasons I decided, you know, not just for my own protection, but as you know, I don't know about you, but I know I've got a little bit of a guilty conscience. That tells me, you know, gee, if you know,
you don't want to be the one passing it to someone.
No, I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't either.
That plus my reason was a lot of probably what your reason was too. Even if it's just subconscious, is we're out in the public, man. Mm-hmm. We're talking to a ton of people.
Right.
I'm like you. I don't want to give the mayor, you know, COVID or, you know, anyone else.
And,
so.
You know, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. But the thing of it is, yeah, if you don't know the individual right at the beginning, who you're talking to or whatever, before, you know, you'll find out eventually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it's so self-centered and self, it's just selfish.
It is some selfish. There's a selfish component to it. You're right. And also, like we were talking Monday, is when my rights or your rights stop and you start becoming the petri dish where this variant could get into you,
mm-hmm.
because you haven't been vaccinated, and then something develops in you, inside of you, and you pass that on to me, who's already had the vaccine,
right.
and it's a variant that my vaccine won't fight, then we got problems,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm going to say this, and this is something where I you know, I'm not trying to blame anybody. This is no blame going to get placed here. But the saying goes, you know, at the beginning, like we started talking a little bit about Monday, it'll, you know, when this stuff first started, we didn't know really, because you got all these smoking signals that says, well, you know, there's no, you know, the death rates are minimal.
Mm-hmm.
The you know, you might get sick for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
You might get sick for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
You had all these things in mind. Well, the problem is, okay, if that's all you're going to do it, you know, maybe it's worth not taking.
Right. Well, I think people need to just think of others during this time. And I know that's not in everyone's human nature,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, that's where that makes my cockles kind of stand up and think,
mm-hmm.
hey, now,
yeah.
you know. So the FDA says COVID vaccines for kids 12 and under could be approved by January or February of next year.
And that's one of the other things is that, you know, you got so many young kids. That thing is not ready yet.
Right.
Just flat out isn't ready yet. And I would be interested to see, you know, here's something to think about also. You know, would it be possible, you know, we'll say, if you're a parent or an older person, would you, because they allow them to take, you know, kitty doses for,
mm-hmm.
for some things.
Mm-hmm.
Would they allow that for this?
Well, we'll see, maybe in January or February of next year. An advisory panel's looking into it this week. Right now, the vaccines are only approved for people 12 and up. That has a lot of parents worried about what the fall will bring once the kids go back to school.
Uh-huh.
I also saw this morning, and I can't believe this isn't all over the news, but if you're one of the people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, a new study says it might not do much to protect against the new, more potent COVID strains like the Delta variant.
Uh-huh.
This is exactly what we were just talking about.
Right.
Researchers from New York University says it's no match for the Delta variant that now accounts for 83% of all U.S. COVID cases, and they think those people might need regular booster shots to keep them protected. Now, Johnson & Johnson disagrees.
Oh, I expected Johnson & Johnson to disagree.
They say it will cover the Delta variant, but who knows?
Okay,
right?
but here again, we're talking about, you know, we're getting disagreements from the medical professions, the, you know, the professionals within there. So I mean, you know, who knows,
right?
Who knows what in the world's really going on?
It's best to err on the side of caution,
right?
Most of the time, anyway. On the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision, we say good morning to Kim Stevens.
Good morning.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, doing good.
If I could just wake up enough here for a few minutes, I might be all right.
Smack you, kid.
Yeah, I don't need to do that. So, well, I'll just pull a phrase for you. About another week and a half, you got to have something big on your hands, won't you?
9 days.
Well, it's about a week and a half.
Wow. When you put it like that, Kim.
It's like, okay, I've got down to how many days, how many minutes, how many seconds, and all 9 yards.
I don't have it down for the second yet.
Okay.
But we're getting close. Let's just put it that way.
You know, but the thing of it is, you know, once you get started, and you know, you really want to get it over with at the same time, but then again, you want to make sure that it goes over well. So it's kind of that, you know. Hurry up and get there, then let's get to it. And I was also going to go too quick because then we got to start again on next year. So,
yeah. Well, we've already made some move for next year. So we're already started on that. But yes, we're ready to get this year's festival going. Excited about the entertainment and the kids activities and lots of different things that are going to be at the festival this year. We're just excited to see people get back out and be together and enjoy each other and be a community. So
now the one thing you are going to do, you are going to keep Clinton Street closed for those who are not going to be here, correct?
We're going to keep Clinton Street open.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, well, I meant open.
Yeah. It will be the detour for the construction project.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
we will not have Clinton Street closed down this year. So it'll be Main and Washington and Columbia Street that we will be closing.
Mm-hmm.
That closure will start Thursday morning. We'll start with Main Street between Washington and the railroad track.
Okay.
To put up the food tent. And then at 5 o'clock, we will start closing down the roads. We do want to make sure that all the businesses know that we're not going to run your customers out of your storefront.
Yes.
We tell the vendors that they cannot start setting up until 7 o'clock. However, if the road is clear, then they may start setting up a little bit sooner for some of our food vendors and folks that are a little more difficult to get in. But that will start at 7 o'clock on Thursday, and then we're going to be ready to rock and roll by Friday morning.
So, you know, basically instead of going to having everybody funnel through Clinton, you're going to be funneling through Main Street is kind of what you're going to be doing then.
As far as the pedestrian traffic, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where. So Main and Washington Street, where we normally have vendors set up, will look very similar to what it always has.
Okay.
That won't change a whole lot. It's just the vendors that were normally and the activity that was normally on Clinton Street, we've just stretched out to we're going to be using the old former Regions parking lot for some kids activities. We'll have our family fun zone's going to be back there. We're going to have cornhole on Saturday as well as the RC Derby, demolition derby fight with the RC cars. I'm sorry, I'll get that out in a second. be back there as well. We do have at Prairie Creek Park, we have a circus both Friday and Saturday. And Saturday is going to be a little different than what Friday's circus is going to be. So you'll want to come back and see both of those on Friday and Saturday. We've got three shows, I believe, on Saturday and or four shows on Saturday or Friday and three shows on Saturday, I believe. And then we've got some dog activities. We've got the dock diving that is back. That'll start on Friday afternoon. And got some really fun things going on. We've got a 3-on-3 tournament that the Boys and Girls Club and the Clinton County YMCA are partnering up on. We've got a weightlifting competition that the YMCA is hosting. And so just lots of great things that are happening.
Now, where exactly is your main stage you used to have on Clinton going to be at?
That'll be located in Veterans Park.
Okay.
So, like in the burned-out lot area.
Okay.
It'll be over in the area. And then we will have, of course, the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage at Prairie Creek Park. We will be utilizing that as well. And then we will have a stage out on Washington Street like we did last year. We're going to kind of turn that a little bit towards Prairie Creek Park so that we can utilize the street and the park grass area so that we can, you know, social distance a little bit better and get more people in there to be able to see the concert this year.
You know, has there been a concern or a fear that, you know, people getting too close for this weekend going to be a concern or not?
You know, we're just trying to do our due diligence and make sure that people can be comfortable
okay.
while they are at the festival and have plenty of room to spread out. You know, the stage that we have at Veterans Park, you know, we have all of that grassy area in Veterans Park over to, you know, the food tent, which is going to be on Main Street. We're not putting vendors up along the sidewalk there on the inside of Veterans Park. So that should give people plenty of room to bring their own lawn chairs and sit, you know, as far away from someone else as they want. The same thing with Washington Street, you know, on the main stage that we're doing on Washington Street. We just want to make sure that people are comfortable. You know, it's not necessarily something that the state is requiring us to do, we just feel like that it's our duty to provide that opportunity.
Okay. All right. Well, it's all going to be happening about a week from Friday, and you'll be starting
yep.
starting in good earnest all week from Thursday, though. That makes it kind of makes it seem like a little quicker for you to get here.
Well, every second that ticks away is a little quicker
for me. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So. Just don't want to face it.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, thanks for everything you've done and all your crew and your staff and everything down there getting everything ready. And we're going to sure look forward to that. We'll see you down there.
And that sounds great. I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, we're going to have a blast this year. We're going to have twice the fun, right?
We are going to have twice the fun.
All right. Okay. Well, have a good rest of the week then, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Take care.
All right, Kim Stevens with Frankfort Main Street on the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. As Ken and I have about 9 minutes left in the first portion of the program here, at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463 if you'd like to give us a call. Fans in Wisconsin are celebrating the Milwaukee Bucks becoming the NBA champions for the first time in 50 years. Wow! The team beat the Phoenix Suns 105-98 in Game 6 last night. Giannis Adidokunbo.
Adidokunbo.
Okay, right. What he said. earned the NBA Finals MVP. Where is Giannis from?
Giannis is the Greek freak.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah,
very good.
Greek. He has a brother on the same team.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
There's another one in the league, but don't ask me where. I want to say the Lakers, but I won't say exactly.
Okay, okay. Well, wow, that must be a talented family then.
Yeah, it is.
Unbelievable. Uh-huh. Richest man in the world. Now, I watched this yesterday. I know you don't care, and a lot of people don't care, but some people do.
Uh-huh.
I've never been that interested in space and NASA and stuff like that until the last 10 years or so of my life, and I'm kind of fascinated with it now. And Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, left Earth yesterday for 11 minutes.
Some people say he left it a long time ago, but that's another story.
And we were talking to one of our guests yesterday, and I was talking and watching at the same time while Melissa and I were here,
mm-hmm.
Because they showed the liftoff and, you know, everything.
Yeah.
It was like right after 9 o'clock, I think, yesterday morning, and it was just super cool to watch, man. They go up there and they come back down in 11 minutes, and you know, everybody's good and okay, and I just think this is cool. Now, there's a lot of people who are giving Bezos and Richard Branson a hard time because A, they've not paid any taxes for years and years, which, you know, doesn't quite seem right. Plus, there's a lot of people saying, and I would tend to agree with them in some respect, that these people should be doing better things with their money right here on Earth. We have enough problems,
mm-hmm.
you know, than to go out into space and live someone's dream. I tend to think if you're a multi-gazillionaire like these guys are, you could do both. You know, why not help the homeless or the veterans or something? So
yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
Jeff Bezos says his company Blue Origin has already sold almost $100 million worth of tickets for future flights. He blasted off in his rocket yesterday with an 82-year-old woman and an 18-year-old kid, and then his brother. So I thought it was cool. I watched it. It was all done and over with in 11 minutes. So it looked pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
The top Republican in the Senate is warning about what might happen if more people don't get a COVID vaccine. Mitch McConnell fears this fall could be just as bad as last year. His plea comes after the CDC said this is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And didn't we hear Rodney say that Monday?
That's what he said.
And
here's the thing about it. If you don't want to get one, that's your prerogative, and you're going to be, you'll be your
you got to live with it.
That's right. Your parasite to live with. But the thing of it is that, you know, I don't understand this, first of all. And it's ridiculous that, you know, we have to go through this again, because if we have to go, just think about it, if we have to go through everything that we went through last year.
That's what we were talking with Josh Hewitt about yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
We don't want to go backwards, you know.
And if we have to do that and all the cane that's going to happen. And
because a segment didn't get vaccinated.
That's right.
Again, we've only got 38% in Clinton County, 38 to 42.
Yeah, right, roughly in that area.
Well, we've got COVID. We've got all kinds of other things to worry about and deal with. John Kerry is warning that time's running out to tackle the climate crisis. We're back on this now.
Oh, gosh. It reminds me of something. I'll do something here with it in a second.
He called on world leaders to step up. He says even if all the countries delivered in reducing emissions, global temperatures will still rise about 5 degrees. Then why are we even trying? Carl Lane, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Kevin, Ken. Did you watch the news yesterday with Rand Paul?
Yeah, him and Fauci going back and forth.
That's the reason why. You have people like him, Donald Trump, and several other Republicans is the reason why they're not getting these shots.
Well, Trump even came out in the last 2 weeks and promoted the fact that he had got his vaccination.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
good
but why
him.
Didn't he go ahead and tell everybody else to
yeah.
get it?
Yeah.
He sits in the backline because he doesn't want to see the Democrats get all this done. See, well, don't be that way. Don't be that way.
Yeah, there probably is some petty politics.
Rand Paul, I don't know. I can't understand how he can possibly be a senator.
I like Rand Paul.
Well, he's crazy.
Well, that's kind of why
he's
I like
him. He's an Adolf Hitler.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Well, I will call him one. He thinks he's a doctor. He thinks he's better than a Surgeon General. Come on, Kevin, call a spade a spade.
I've always been a Rand Paul.
I voted for Trump, Kevin.
Sure.
But I'm going to call a spade a spade. I call it what it is. I don't sugarcoat this stuff.
Well, I think it's just you and I have different views on it. I'll normally call a spade, too.
Because I think Rand Paul was very, very, very...
condescending?
Oh, he's just something else, I tell you.
I've always been a Rand Paul fan before this. I like Rand Paul primarily. One thing that I like about him and always have is he's for your individual rights, and he'll fight for it, you know? He's common sense to me. He speaks
to
me.
Rand Paul is common sense.
Yeah.
Rand Paul is
well, if he hasn't gotten a shot yet, he is not common sense.
No.
Yeah, I don't think he's got... the vaccine.
Well, then if he has it, you write him off your common sense.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm sitting here complaining about him, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Carl.
You too, Carl.
Appreciate the phone call. Just a couple minutes left in the first portion here of Party Line. Now, Indiana's appealing after a judge ruled that the state had to keep paying federal pandemic unemployment benefits. The Hoosier State, again, this goes back to common sense.
Uh-huh.
The Hoosier State alleges the judge abused his discretion by reinstating the programs. Good for us. The ongoing lawsuit comes after Governor Holcomb tried to end pandemic-related benefits for Hoosiers in June. Now the state is asking the court to vacate the preliminary injunction that forced them to reissue those benefits. Again, this is common sense. We need to start moving in the other direction on that, I think. And I was happy to see our governor say so, but I don't know what that's going to look like in the end. And quickly, the Indianapolis Public Schools, Ken, as you were talking about schools and COVID a few minutes ago, preparing for a new academic year with COVID-19 precautions, the district is recommending students and staff wear masks indoors. But those who are vaccinated can opt out by providing proof of vaccination. Under their policy, unvaccinated students must wear face masks when returning to class August 2nd. Everyone must wear masks on buses. Now, if you're 12 and under, of course, you're going to have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're 12 and older and haven't got the vaccination, well, you're going to have to provide a card, and your vaccination card, and show that you've got that. So we'll see how all that develops. I don't know. I don't think we're out of the woods on this yet here.
You want to be the coronavirus police?
No, I don't. I got better things to do. But I'll stop short of saying maybe we need some.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down that road either.
I hope not.